Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with my hosts, Todd Cunin. We've got Denise Dirks and our producer, Cal Hunter. The most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on earth. This one is very informative. We have had a lot of interesting things talking about divorces and some famous divorces. We've talked about, post-armor, the armor of rust, about what's going on there. But I think the most interesting one of all that we're going to talk about is this third hour. We've saved it for the third hour because we want to reward those people that stick around all 3 hours, right? And that's about a lady by the name of Cori Richens out of Utah. And we're going to talk about this trial that is actually going on right now and the bizarre nature and the facts that are being presented in this trial. And as we go through this trial, we're going to follow it through next week and see what happens with the jury and what the jury is going to decide on that trial. We're also going to talk about Keisha winning. Yes, Keisha wins, and we're going to tell you what. Ivanka Trump wins. We're going to tell you what about that. And then we've got a lot of other things to discuss. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law, not giving legal advice. Seek counsel. Don't be thinking that, you know, you're going to use everything we say in a court of law or against someone other than your in-laws over the dinner table. You can use it for that. When they say, you can use the they say. Radio Law Talk says as follows. 855 Law Radio, or you can email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. Again, info@radiolawtalk.com. And sometimes our producer, Cal Hunter, is very kind and sends out a free T-shirt for someone if they happen to, like, call in at 855-LAW-RADIO and say, look, can I just get a T-shirt? And Cal happily packages them up and just folds them over neatly and nicely.
And they stick a pen in, too. A pen, too.
Sometimes you throw a pen in. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. But
I need more cards.
Oh, you need more business cards. Okay, yes. All right. We'll get her more business cards.
A major award.
A major award.
Fragile.
A major award. And then the third thing, the most important thing we do here is we do case or no case. So, Cal, if you can roll that case or no case for this hour, let's go for it.
Case or no case.
Yay! All right, here we go. Ezekiel Zeke. Let me get to his name here so I can see my script. Ezekiel Wilkowski and his wife Winifred were mechanics by trade. He had broken away from a major car dealership, opened his little shop in Lancaster, California. He had been a national chain car parts store in town. There was a national chain parts store in town, and he went there and collected his receipts because they said when you spend $20 five times, you get $20 off the next five purchases at this car parts store. And he said, good, that'll improve my profit margin and those five jobs. So he kept his receipts, and then here came big car. It was a city gig. It was a Crown Victoria, and it needed an alternator, a water pump, the automatic anti-skid brake pump, engine control unit. The vehicle was a mess, but it was a city car, and Zeke said, well, they'll pay, so I don't care. He went up there with his parts slips and said, I'd like my discount, please, and the clerk said, they've expired. Zeke says, wait a minute, on the receipt, and it does not say that these things have expired. And the guy says, sorry, man, the company changed their policy. He said, well, not when I bought these. And they realized that it happened to a lot of people. So Zeke and Winnie went to a lawyer and banged on the door and said, hey, this isn't right. This, you know, is compromising my business. We've suffered some harm because of it. Do we have a case or no case? And Denise, do they have a case or not?
I mean, this is the type of a case that a lawyer would take, but only if it could be like a class action. Because individuals would probably not suffer enough to make it worthwhile to sue individually, unless they sued in small claims. So this is interesting, because in some states, if you don't have an expiration date on the coupon itself, then they have to be honored. And that's the situation here. Do you know what state this was in?
Lancaster, California.
Case. He wins.
Okay, Fred, what do you think?
Give me this a brief overview of the scenario. Okay. I heard it, but I'm trying to... I just
they see said him. He's like all over.
They said their receipts.
Yeah, I was reading about the Utah person.
They say their receipts entitled them to discounts on some car parts.
Yeah.
And they didn't get it. They said they expired. Sorry, can't help you.
And what year to this is?
This is very recent.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So I know that there's...
By the way, the auto parts store is AutoZone.
Yeah. I know there's rules in getting... Once you have a... Like, for example, if you get a gift card, you can't... They used to expire. They don't allow them to expire now. And I know in California, I don't know about other states, but I say that's the same scenario. And it can't... If it's on the receipt and it says that, you can go use it whenever you want. So it's a case, and receipt man wins.
All right. Now, by the way, if you both say they win, you do have to come up with an amount. Todd Kunin, case or
okay.
No case?
So explain to me here the receipt. They had purchased something, and it wasn't – they didn't purchase a coupon. They purchased something, and then the receipt that was printed out that was given to them
right.
had a discount code
on
it. On
the receipt, there's a coupon that says $20 off when you purchase $100, you get $20 off your next five purchases. So that was their coupon, was on the receipt.
And it was always AutoZone. It just changed ownership at the right.
Well, no,
because you said something about
they changed the rules.
The owner changed the rules.
Correct.
Okay.
The company changed its policy.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So here we go. I'll say that because they relied upon the company statement, and they purchased something in exchange for having this coupon for the next five purchases. They get a certain amount off. They have given valuable consideration, relied upon that. The company can't change the rules without buying them out. So case, and I think that they win. And I would say this is probably with some sort of a class action lawsuit, because multiple people looked at this and said, wait a minute, we're out a lot here. And so while it wouldn't make it enough for a single attorney to sue on a single case, that's why we have class action lawsuits, so that, well, some would say, so that large corporations can't get away with this stuff. So, and I think that the class wins.
So all of you said it's a case, and all of you said Zeke and his wife Winnie win. And none of you have put an amount on this, either class or individual action. So, Denise, you get to start off with an amount. We have about a minute and a half left. So
I think that they all get a coupon for $100 and that the attorneys win $1.2 million.
All right, Fred, what do you think?
I'm going to see $1.
Okay. Todd, what do you think about the victory for the plaintiffs?
Now, can we say the closest one gets a point?
Yep.
So if it's $1.50 and everyone else does $3?
Yes,
okay.
That's correct.
All right. Dollar.
I'll say that because it's an unfair business practice to go ahead and do this, which is a $2,500 per pop claim, that I'll say $50 million for the class. The individual claims vary, but the attorneys walk away with money.
You don't win, though.
Well, how much? You didn't
you
say any money.
You have to say a number.
I said the class gets $50 million,
yeah.
But how it's divided among the members of the class depends on what they did. It's not going to be the same for each member.
Yes, it is. It has to be.
No,
it's $20 for five times.
It just
$100. It's okay.
Guess what?
30 seconds. We're going to come back.
This is a great day for one of you on this case. I'll tell you which one it is. We continue with Radio Law Talk. But wait, we'll be right back.
That means Cal wins.
No, it's never a good day for me.
All
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcn.com.
Radio Law Talk can be heard on RadioLawTalk.com from 9 to noon Pacific Time every Saturday. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. Oh, stop it.
The commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
But the show has. It's perfectly healthy for you. And here are Fred, yes, Denise, and Todd with more Radio Law Talk.
So in a place called Camas, Utah, in what's called the Heber Valley. Oh, what? Oh, no, we got case for no case. Sorry. Ooh. Okay. I forgot. Oh, my gosh. Todd's like, what? You're right. I got to get, I want so desperately to get into this. Case or no case. All right. I said $1. Is that correct? $1?
You said $1. Case, $1 wins.
Yep. Wins. Right. Denise said.
I said case, and the class members get a $100 coupon, and the attorneys win $1.2 million.
Okay, Todd said it depends, and
it was a $50 million judgment for the class, and after the attorneys get paid, who knows how much goes to each individual class.
I want to know where you came up with that amount, Todd Kunin, because that $50 million amount is exactly...
$50 million
the amount the class won.
Did it say how much they each got paid?
No, $50 million.
Well, Todd nailed topic, so we don't know how much. So you were saying how much was won on the class was your question.
So Todd gets plus three.
Yep.
Plus and I get plus
two.
Yeah.
And I get plus two.
Okay. Yep.
And file that one under even a blind squirrel finds a nut every
well,
once
that
in a while.
Is
you
found a $50 million nut there. Congratulations.
That means you're tied with me, Todd.
But can you believe a little tiny thing like that ends up being a big blow up for the automobile parts company and all the people who have the coupons and suffered because of it.
And so lawyers make a lot of money.
Lawyers made the money. The people got like $20 probably. I don't know.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Probably a
I figure 100 if they didn't cash it. And Todd was probably right that it would be a differing amount because if they went in and they bought one and got $20 off, then the amount that they would be damaged would be $80,
yeah,
right?
That seems like a good guess to me. Yep. All right.
All right. So that's Corey, real talk. Yeah, Corey Richens. Corey Richens is, they're in their 30s. I'm going to call him Ken and Barbie. She's very attractive, and he's very handsome. Three little cute little boys, and they live in a place, apparently Camas, Utah, which I know exactly where it is, have been driven through it. And it's near what's called the Heber Valley or Park City, Utah.
Yeah.
Those who know Park City, Utah, it's basically around the corner from Park City, Utah. And the husband, for his 30s, was successful landscaping business. And let me tell you, the Park City homes right now, you know, you buy a ski in and ski out home, you're paying $30-40 million for a home like that. So doing the landscaping is quite profitable in that part of Utah. And by the way, I'm going to say this, probably one of the most beautiful areas of the world is the Heber Valley and Park City area of Utah. It is just drop-dead gorgeous. Actually, Heber Valley is prettier than Park City, and that's generally where this is. And so, you know, it seemed like the normal, average, typical family. And for some reason, their marriage is apparently sounds like not doing super well. The husband, Corey, I'm trying to think what's the husband's name. Corey is the wife. The husband, I can't remember the husband's name. It spaced me. But anyway, the husband starts to get this little inkling of something's wrong here. I think she's trying to kill me. And it kind of all starts, well, it doesn't start, but one of the main inklings isn't the time period, is they're at a Valentine. It was Valentine's Day, right? Eric, his name's Eric. Good. You can just say it, that Eric. So Eric is the husband. And at Valentine's, apparently, he doesn't feel good afterwards. And he tells a friend, oh, I think she's trying to kill me.
Yeah, she made him a nice drink, and he got very ill as a result of that.
That's exactly
right. How does that happen?
Happy Valentine's. So that's how it starts. And then what does he do? I'll let somebody, I don't have to do all the talking. So after that, he goes, something's going on here that's interesting. I have some suspicions that the wife is trying to off me. What's he do?
Well, he moves around and restructures some of his finances. So in late 2020, with the assistance of his friend, he takes his, I believe it was his business, and rewrites his will, and he puts it in his sister's name to hold in trust for his three kids, because he's just, you know, not really thinking his wife is on the up and up. Now, I don't know what his suspicions were and what the situation was like. It wasn't enough to cause him to leave his wife. He stayed with her.
I was going to say, which is bizarre. I think the my general understanding is he was worried about his children.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they're young children.
And he said to the friend, didn't he, that if something happens to me, you need to look at my wife.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, okay, so that's the setup. So in the evening, there's an evening time. He is laying in bed, and they're still sleeping in the same bed. And he's drinking, I don't know, Denise, you know, what type of?
Moscow Mule.
A Moscow Mule, which is what,
it's
vodka?
A very no, it's whiskey. It's a very popular drink, and it's served in like a copper cup.
Yeah.
And it's a whiskey drink.
Okay, so it's evening, and she claims she's laying there with him, and one of the children is having a nightmare. She goes in to the child and lays down with the child and comes back at 3:30 a.m., half asleep, after the child's asleep, and sure enough, her husband's dead.
Now, this is March of 2022.
Yes, March of 2022. Yeah. So this is what that's what she says happened.
Yes.
And calls the police, calls 911. They come and pronounce him dead. Now, this young man is in his 30s, I believe mid-30s, healthy as a horse, and dies. Well, guess what? We're going to tell you what he dies of after they do the autopsy, and then we're going to start unraveling the very interesting things that the wife, Corey Richens, had been doing within a few months prior to this.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Did I say allegedly? Yeah. Allegedly been doing. Well, no. These things have been happening. They testified to it. There's certain things that did supposedly happen.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then we'll be back and talk about what she says. Well, not she says, but what their argument is.
Stay tuned. It's coming up next on Radio Law Talk on this station. Stick around. There's more coming up.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
News update. The White House rejects the special counsel's report, which details specific issues with Joe Biden's memory. At Friday's daily briefing, White House counsel spokesman Ian Sams says Robert Hur should not have said the president is an elderly man with a poor memory.
We just reject that this is true. And I think that it does raise questions about the gratuitousness, and it raises, you know, makes you wonder why that's in there.
In other news, folks across the United States busy shopping for Super Bowl snacks, stuff to put on the grill, chip and dip, and plenty of beverages. And while the game is in play, there's been plenty of prep to keep everyone inside the stadium in Las Vegas safe. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Our priority is the safety and security of everyone in attendance, and that is what we are focused upon.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. Are you serious?
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Okay, so the husband dies. They do an autopsy, and they find five times the amount of fentanyl that should be ingested in his system, and that's what this cause of death was, right?
Definitely a lethal dose, yeah.
Okay, now here's some interesting thing that happens. She then goes and writes a book called Are You With Me? It's a children's book about how the children cope with their daddy dying and et cetera, et cetera. And this book, it's not just a book she throws up on the shelf and hopes someone buys it. She is actually telling the story of her husband dying and the kids, you know, how they've suffered through this. And she's on like the major Utah stations.
Yeah.
KSL. She's on, you know, they're interviewing her about her book.
What a strong mother. What a strong woman able to write this book.
Yeah.
Horton hears a gunshot. No. What a strong.
Does she know Murdoch? Is she friends with Murdoch or what? So all this occurs. She's making money on this, you know, deal. And by the way, testimony is, and this is going on court TV, that after the death of her husband, she goes out and she has an insurance policy, and they're planning the funeral of her husband. The sisters testify and state as follows, that she was too busy and too grieved to help do anything with the funeral arrangements. Yet she went out and hired a realtor and bought a $2 million home. during that time period before, or at least was looking at multi-million dollar homes prior to the funeral. And so that just odd stuff like that was happening. And we already went through that what happens is he had suspicions because of during this Valentine's thing, he told friends that, look, I think she's trying to poison me because I got sick after that Valentine's Day thing. So apparently he had already contacted a lawyer that does estate planning. He had already contacted a divorce lawyer, and they were in the process of getting this done. And he had a lot of reservations of this lady, and yet he still was living in the house and sleeping in the same room with her, right? That just to me is a little bit odd, but I don't know. I'd be careful what I'm eating or drinking, right?
That's exactly it. Now, let's flip it. Let's say that she got the fentanyl for him and he wanted to commit suicide.
Why?
So he structured everything so the kids got everything, provided for his family, and he...
But what's the motive?
Don't know. I'm just trying to flip it.
Yeah. What's the motive?
Know the number of a divorce lawyer, for like you said earlier.
All right, so now let's go to the next step. The next step is... They're a prosecutor because they're finding out information. Here's the information, and these are the allegations that the prosecution is arguing. Number one, on her computer, and Denise is going to say what defense is going to argue, by the way. So on her computer, there's searches about how much fentanyl you need to kill someone or for them to die, how much you need. That's the first thing that's interesting. The other thing that's interesting is the housekeeper, who's 51 years old, is a former drug dealer, has had been arrested for multiple things. And not only did she clean the house, she cleaned their business. They had a business in the Heber Valley that was a landscaping business, and she would clean that. She was receiving very large checks for, quote, cleaning the house and the, well, that's what their argument is. Oh, it's for cleaning the house and the business. The other thing is, the wife had been taking out large sums of money from the company. We're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars. She was taking out from their private savings and pulling from the company, et cetera, et cetera. Because don't forget, she took out $250,000 home equity line of credit and spent it. She then stole this is the allegations, $134,000 from the husband's business and withdrew $100,000 from his bank accounts and spent more than $30,000 on the credit cards. She was on a major spending spree.
She got wind that he was going to get a divorce, and he started taking half the assets.
True.
Do we know what she spent the money on?
I'm not sure at this point, but she definitely took that money out. So the next and probably the most interesting thing is she goes to the housekeeper, who is has had drug issues before, and the housekeeper testified. Now, don't forget, they're arguing the housekeeper has motive because she's going to go to jail and be prosecuted, too, for providing fentanyl to Corey Richens for supposedly, she's claiming, she just asked me for fentanyl. She got fentanyl before Halloween, before Valentine's Day, and apparently the husband, Eric, live through it. She goes back, that is she, Courtney Richens, goes back to her housekeeper and said, hey, that wasn't enough. I need some more.
Give me the good stuff.
Give me the bigger. And here's the best part about it. She said, I want some of, quote, I want some of that Michael Jackson stuff. I'd laugh about that, but it's like, oh my gosh. Wow. So in other words, so she said that. That's what the housekeeper testified. She said, I want some of that Michael Jackson stuff. Now, the allegations are she goes ahead and puts fentanyl in his drink that night, and he drinks it and dies while she's in the, I got to go over and take care of a son that had a nightmare. And by the way, she has a $2 million life insurance policy. She took out a $1 million in 2015 and $1 million in 2017. I think that's the approximate.
Is there double indemnity for murder usually on those things? I'm just asking out loud.
Yeah, I don't know. But obviously if it's for murder, if he's murdered, then she gets nothing, right? Or has got to pay it back.
Yeah, that'll typically invalidate the policy.
Quite frankly. I wonder if she got the money yet, though. I don't know that she got the $2 million yet. I think that they're investigating. Don't forget, insurance companies investigate stuff. They just don't say, here's your $2 million. They're, you know, when there's a murder or he dies, some weird death, a fentanyl, we're going to look into this before we write that $2 million check.
Plus, under some policies that are newer, if you commit suicide, then it negates the policy. Yeah.
Right. So that trial's going on right now. I mean, comments, Denise or Todd, or you want to...
So, Denise, you were commenting
about what they said.
Break about the arguments that the defense attorney made.
Right. The defense attorney said, wait a second, there was no fentanyl found in the house at all. If she had done this, there would be some traces of fentanyl. Number one. Number two, the logon to the computer was not identified. I mean, he could have logged on and done these searches himself, right? So that's another part of weakness in this case. And then I just wanted to say one thing in a personal matter because I found it to be kind of ironic. She wrote the one book, Are You With Me, that was for grieving children who've lost it. Well, her second book was called, it was already written, and it was called Mom, How Far Away Is Heaven?
No. Is there some people in Idaho that are related to her?
I was wondering if they checked the library to see if there are any books by Chad Daybell. Lori Vallow in the library. You know, I'm wondering, is her next book going to be Green Eggs and Fentanyl? But, you know, look, if searches for fentanyl overdose, they could be easily explained if he was doing the searching to say, how much can I take without overdosing? Right, that would be one.
How much does she have to get me to kill me?
Well, that is one that would be toward her guilt. I'm talking about defense-oriented questions. Would be if he was the one that did the search. He wants to know how much to take so that he doesn't overdose. That could be it. Now, the thing about there being nothing found in the house could be used to cut against her for this reason. Yeah, there was nothing found in the house. We looked at that Moscow Mule, looked at the drink, couldn't find traces there. We couldn't find anything anywhere in the house. What does that sound like? It sounds like somebody who cleaned the house, who took care of the evidence, because we know he had fentanyl in the system. And the fact that no trace could be found anywhere in the house speaks more to somebody trying to cleanse the house to get rid of the evidence before the cops show up.
Or he did it outside of the house.
Yeah, but he was laying in his bed.
That amount, I don't know how he'd be able to get there and come home.
Well, don't forget, she claims that it was around 10 o'clock when they went to bed, 10:30-ish. It wasn't until about 3 or 3:30. I don't have the exact times.
Right.
Until she went back and found him. That's a lot of time before you call the cops.
Yep.
We're going to be back. We got more. We're going to push on with this, but we'll follow it next week. And we're going to talk about Keisha and Ivanka Trump. And then we're going to close this thing out and do quick takes.
Stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk coming up on your great local radio station and always on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads.
Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
I think Brad's the best.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
I'm not a big Keisha fan, but apparently, and I didn't know this, for the past about 10 years there's been a fight between Keisha and Dr. Luke. Dr. Luke is an individual. That's his kind of nickname. He's a producer that's produced a lot of the music of famous people such as Avril Lavigne, Katy Perry, Miley Cyrus. And apparently Keisha does not agree with the contract or the agreement and wants to get out of it. That's their argument. That's Dr. Luke's argument. And Keisha makes a remark that basically says, or alleged remark, that he raped her and also Katy Perry. And so she brings these lawsuits to get out of the case, get out of the contract, and he brings a defamation lawsuit against her. Now, the whole issue in defamation is, what are you? That is, you, the person that is defamed. Are you a public figure or a private citizen? And that's where the distinction is very critical, because if you are a public figure, then they would have to prove. That's Keisha would have to prove. I mean, Dr. Luke would have to prove that Keisha acted, and I say in quotes, with actual malice and knowledge that her statements were false or made with reckless disregard. And that's a much more difficult weight, a much more difficult, I'm going to say, standard to win if you're Dr. Luke bringing that against her, against Keisha. That is, that Keisha defamed you. Now, if Dr. Luke was not a public figure, but a private citizen, it's a much lower standard. So the lower court held that Dr. Luke was not a public figure, that he was a private citizen, and therefore the standard was very low, or a lot lower, that he could prove and show that Keisha defamed him and didn't have to reach these high standards of actual malice, knowledge, reckless disregard. Well, the appellate court held, no, you are not a private figure, you are a public figure, because, and what's interesting is, they held that because they're claiming that he thrust himself into the public, in a way kind of becoming a public figure by, you know, bringing these lawsuits and being a producer of these famous people. Because just because you're a producer of famous people doesn't mean you're thrust in the public as a public figure. But the court says, and I quote, you thrust yourself into the public spotlight. And he continued to attract publicity. I know you guys are laughing over there.
I wasn't even going to go there. And then I just look at Denise and the giggles.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I find that wording funny.
Like the thrust word?
Well, because she alleges that he raped Katy Perry, and I don't know. I don't think that that's an appropriate word for the court to use.
But the court used it.
I know.
All right. So, anyway, here's where it all comes. This is important. Why I'm bringing this up. And this, because what just recently, this is almost 10 years back and forth issues. There's anti-slap statutes. I'm not going to get an anti-slap. That's like the most complicated parts of the law that we discuss. But here's what it all comes down to. They just settled. So as of June, early in June, things were, still heating up, and now it's like, okay, let's get together and settle this thing, and it's done. It's done. It's settled.
So they settled it that quick. Do you know the terms of the settlement?
No, they won't. It says they won't say the terms of the settlement. I don't know. You want to predict? I don't know.
Based on Todd's theory, maybe
it's a case or no case that Cal will bring up someday.
I'll look at them. Based on Todd's theory, they both got all the publicity out of it they could and said, let's move on.
Well, I don't know. If they try to claim the producer raped someone, that's pretty...
theory only applies to copyright cases.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Well, I just say, because in today's society, with what's going on, and boy, you do not want to hear... I've talked to many athletes... And I've talked to people of families of upcoming athletes, and they all say the same thing. You better be careful. They teach their kids and stuff. You got to be careful what you do, because nowadays they don't put up with that sexual assault stuff with athletes, right? They don't. The teams can't put up with it. It's very difficult.
It taints the image of the teams. It's really harmful for the team.
Really quick, Ivanka, and we don't get politically talk about politics, but the interesting thing is I want to talk about this because it's a statute of limitations thing. The New York AG's office is bringing a $250 million fraud lawsuit against Ivanka. The court rightfully threw it out, the state appeals court, and said, look, the statute's run. There is no evidence or proof that she did anything wrong.
Yeah, but only against Ivanka.
The other
defendants are still
involved. But Ivanka, but the interesting thing is the statute. They said, because Ivanka left the Trump organization and went, when Trump became president and started working for him as president and working for the government, basically, and during this time period they're claiming that something was done, she was not around at that time. So anyway, good win for Ivanka. I just I don't want to get into all the politics of that, because then next you know we're talking about, you know, Clinton and Obama, and then we're talking about Joe Biden, and we don't want to get into all that stuff. All right, what else do you guys want to talk about? Anything else exciting and interesting to the to you guys that before we run and do our quick takes? Any of you, what about the, what I don't know is the shielding for police from lawsuits issue. That the California Supreme Court is repealing decades of ruling shielding police officers from lawsuits. Now, what that's basically about, I can tell you the background, is police have certain protections of being sued civilly if and while they're acting on their behalf as a police officer. Did you know, here's an example of California. There's a lot of states that have this. If you are on a hot pursuit and they even tell you to back down, and you don't, and you run in and kill someone, there's little nuances to this, but you can still, as a police officer, not be held liable for that, so long as the police department had rules and regulations and discussion about what you should or shouldn't do in police chases. Then even if they didn't follow those rules, so long as you had that rule, they're not going to be held liable under government codes. So there's a lot of sections, and again, I'm saying that generally. Don't hold me to it, because it's, you know, there's little exceptions here and there, and it's not exactly like that. But here's my point. My point is now California Supreme Court is saying you're not going to have quite so many, you know, protections as a police department. And so that's the latest case that just came down on Thursday. So it basically broadens the California's rights to seek damages for abusive conduct by police.
The law at issue was whether or not there was immunity for administrative or judicial proceedings. And historically, they'd extended that all the way up to investigations, and that's how police were shielded. This came in and said, no, they've gone too far with that. This shielding, like a prosecutor who brings a case, has immunity in bringing the case as a prosecutor. Because, look, just because if I bring a case, this didn't happen to me, but once as a prosecutor, if I brought a case and the person was acquitted, they can't come after me individually for bringing the case because of the shield of immunity. And historically, they had extended it down to police during the investigation process. And now the court says, yeah, it doesn't extend that far. Doesn't extend that.
Right. It arose out of judicial immunities.
Yeah.
And then it kind of was known as quasi-judicial immunities. And now there's a limit.
Now let's look at what does extend?
Yes. Yeah. I'm ready.
Go ahead, Fred.
All right. All I got to say is the Costner divorce. You know, think about our society, how things have changed. Oh, my gosh, $51,000 a month. That is absolutely nothing that they can use. They can't even live off that, not even a house, when they're talking the $250,000 a month range. That's nuts.
Wow. Todd, you ready?
Sure.
Okay.
Without some sort of immunity for prosecutors and judges in the criminal process, laws would become moot because nobody would sign up to ever prosecute them if they thought they were going to be liable if they lost.
Which may be what's happening in police recruitment now. And Denise?
Yeah, remember, lawyers always need protection. And if you, as a criminal, elbow your lawyer in the face, you will receive the death penalty.
See you next week.
Thank you for listening to Radio Law Talk. We'll be back next week, 9 to noon Pacific, on many great local radio stations. And, of course, on RadioLawTalk.com.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day.
My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.